Hello and welcome to Physician Assistant in a Flash, the flashcard style podcast to get you ready for your clinical medicine exams, end of rotation exam, pack rat, pants, or PANRI. By now you should know all of the content and you're ready to start actively recalling the information that you need to pass your exam. Join me if you are ready to become a physician assistant in a flash. Welcome to the Internal Medicine Pulmonology Part 2 episode. Pulmonology is 15% of the internal medicine end of rotation exam and 10% of the pants. Whatever exam you're preparing for, it's going to be pretty pulmonology heavy. To help you prepare for that, I have about 50 palm flashcards in this episode. A little side note, these questions are not meant to mimic the exact format of the questions that you'll see on your PAEA or NCCPA exams, but instead they are meant to really get you comfortable in the workup, diagnosis, and treatment of common conditions so that when you see vignettes on your exams, you'll be prepared. You kind of want it to be second nature, like really quick recall, so that you can focus on what your exam questions are actually asking you. Oh yeah, and one more thing. Check out the link in the podcast description for my site map. As an organization fanatic, I love the way that it groups the episodes by topic or rotation. So if you find this podcast helpful for studying and you want a quick guide to all of the links, you'll love it too. Okie dokie, let's begin. What are some diseases that cause bronchiectasis? Cystic fibrosis, tuberculosis, and alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. What is first-line treatment for an acute asthma exacerbation? Nebulized SABA plus SAMA, like albuterol plus ipratropium. What is the leading cause of acute bronchitis? Viruses. What patient populations should receive the PCV23 vaccine? Smokers aged 19 to 64, alcoholics, diabetes patients, and all adults age 65 and over. What patient population is at highest risk for developing a pneumocystis jirovecii infection? Those with a CD4 count under 200. It's an AIDS-defining illness. Describe the chest X-ray findings of a patient with histoplasmosis. Bilateral miliary pattern and mediastinal adenopathy. What is the most common cause of a spontaneous pneumothorax? Iatrogenic causes. A thoracentesis analysis shows a pleural protein to serum protein ratio of 0.7 and a markedly increased lactate dehydrogenase. What is the most likely diagnosis? Exudative pleural effusion. This should really make you think of infection or malignancy. What is first line in working up the diagnosis of lung cancer? Chest X-ray is first line for diagnosis. CT is first line for screening, but not diagnosis. Chest X-ray is for diagnosis. Which part of the lung is affected by silicosis? The upper lobe. A former smoker with a 40-pack year history experiences exertional dyspnea. A chest x-ray shows hyperinflation of the lungs with a flat diaphragm. What is the most likely diagnosis? Emphysema. A 25-year-old woman with rheumatoid arthritis complains of worsening dyspnea over the last 6 months. A chest x-ray shows non-caseating granulomas with bilateral hilar lymphadenopathy. What is the most likely diagnosis? Sarcoidosis. How do you confirm the diagnosis of asthma? Pulmonary function tests. Look for an increase in forced expiratory volume after bronchodilator treatment. Describe the presentation of a pulmonary embolism. Dyspnea, pleuritic chest pain, tachypnea, hypoxia, wheeze, and pleural effusion. Remember that this often follows a DVT. A patient has a CD4 count of 155. What pathogen would be most commonly associated with pneumonia in this patient? Pneumocystis jirovecii. Which antibiotic is preferred for treating pneumonia caused by Pseudomonas? Cephalosporins like cefepime. What is the treatment of choice for pulmonary histoplasmosis? Oral itraconazole. What is the leading cause of acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is ARDS? Sepsis or other infection. What is the test of choice to diagnose a pneumothorax? Upright end expiratory chest x-ray. Describe the USPSTF recommendation for lung cancer screening. Annual low-dose CT for all current smokers aged 55 to 80 with a 30-pack year history, or those within that criteria who have quit smoking within the last 15 years. What therapeutics can be used to treat symptoms of bronchiectasis? Bronchodilators and antibiotics, especially fluoroquinolones. What type of idiopathic interstitial lung disease presents similarly to sarcoidosis? Berylliosis. What genetic mutation causes emphysema in young people? Alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. List some causes of pulmonary hypertension. Cardiopulmonary disease, cirrhosis, and portal hypertension are the main culprits. List 3 risk factors for obstructive sleep apnea. Male, smoking, obesity, large neck size, alcohol or sedative ingestion, hypothyroidism, large tonsils, and middle age. How do you confirm the diagnosis of influenza? Rapid antigen test or PCR. What is the pathophysiology of an asthma exacerbation? It's an IgE hypersensitivity causing bronchoconstriction. What is the treatment for a pulmonary embolism? Anticoagulation and oxygen. I'd pick heparin or low molecular weight heparin, especially if the patient is pregnant. What pathogen is likely to cause pneumonia in patients with chronic bronchitis? Haemophilus influenza. What are the differences in chest X-ray findings in patients with pneumonia caused by strep pneumo and those caused by pneumocystis? Bacterial pneumonia, like strep pneumo, is more likely to have a unilateral consolidation. Pneumocystis pneumonia is fungal, and it's more likely to have bilateral interstitial infiltrates. A patient describes a chronic cough over the last 4 months that started dry but has recently become productive. He has noticed that his clothes fit looser than usual, but he hasn't weighed himself. A chest X-ray shows hilar lymphadenopathy with cavitary lesions in the right apex. What is the best way to confirm the diagnosis? Culture or biopsy is definitive to diagnose tuberculosis. A hemodynamically stable patient has a pneumothorax. A chest X-ray shows that free air occupies 15% of the hemithorax. What is the treatment of choice? Chest tube thoracostomy at the fourth or fifth intercostal space at the anterior axillary line. What is the tumor marker for non-small cell lung cancers? Anaplastic lymphoma kinase, or ALK. What are some common pathogens associated with chronic bronchitis exacerbations? Strep pneumo, H. flu, and M. catarrhalis. What is the gold standard for assessing lung function in those with lung disease? Pulmonary function tests. What heart sounds are associated with pulmonary hypertension? A split S2 with a systolic ejection click. Describe the presentation of mild, persistent asthma. Symptoms occurring 2 days per week or less. Nighttime awakenings 3 to 4 times per month, and mild limitations of normal activities. How long does a typical case of bronchitis last? Three to four weeks. Describe the physical exam findings of a patient with pneumonia. Fever, tachycardia, cough, dyspnea, tachypnea, cyanosis, uneven breath sounds, wheezing, crackles, and pleural friction rub. What are the major complications of a cryptococcus infection? pulmonary nodules, and meningitis. Look out for neurologic signs in those with cryptococcus. What vitamin deficiency is associated with taking isoniazid? B6, which is pyridoxine. List two causes of decreased tactile frumentus. Pneumothorax, pleural effusion, and COPD. What are some physical exam findings associated with a tension pneumothorax? Hypoxia, tachycardia, hypotension, distended neck veins, and decreased breath sounds. Syndrome of inappropriate ADH, or SIADH, and Cushing syndrome are common paraneoplastic syndromes of which type of lung cancer? Small cell carcinoma. Which part of the lung is affected by berylliosis? The upper lobe. A patient with a history of smoking complains of persistent productive cough for the last 3 years. Lung exam is positive for bronchi and wheeze. The patient is overweight with peripheral edema. A chest x-ray shows increased bronchovesicular markings. Pulmonary function tests are abnormal. What is the most likely diagnosis? Chronic bronchitis. What causes sarcoidosis? It's an autoimmune disease. List three risk factors for cor pulmonale. Pulmonary hypertension, right ventricular hypertrophy, pulmonary embolism, COPD, and pulmonary vascular disease. What lifestyle modifications are recommended for hypoventilation syndromes? Weight loss, avoidance of alcohol and sedatives, and smoking cessation. That's a wrap on the PAEA topic list for internal medicine pulmonology. If you are not familiar with the PAEA topic lists, definitely check those out. Your clinical medicine exams and end of rotation exams are built around those topic lists, and it creates the foundation for the PANTS and the PANRE too. And the board's topic list can be found on the NCCPA website. As far as internal medicine goes, I recall a lot of questions on hypoxia and COPD, pulmonary embolism, maybe even pneumonia too. So make sure you focus on those. But again, you should know everything on this list. It's definitely going to come up. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you'll check back in for more study content right here at Physician Assistant in a Flash.